Welcome to the Animal Control Report with your stand-in host, Universe. Are you there?
Universe, yes. Sorry that it kind of went out for a second. Hi, it's Universe again, long-time listener.
Ashley Bishop. Oh, good grief! I apologize. I hope you stick with us for this episode, but we're running into lots of issues. Dan isn't here. I'm blaming him 100% for this. So. bear with us. I think we've got a good episode coming up.
Now, Dan said there was a cheeseburger and fries after this.
Oh, well, hot damn. I mean, I'm in for that.
He's sweetening the deal with the milkshake, too. I don't know.
Well, he'll get that surprise when he's, or that reminder when he's doing the editing. I guess first and foremost, ladies and gents, check us out on all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We've got it all. We're there. We want to hear from you. So reach out to us. Talk to us. We still, I believe when this airs, it's going to be within the last week of your ability to nominate somebody for either Officer of the Year Award or the Department of the Year Award that's exclusive to the Animal Control Report. You just go to our website, humanemaine.com, and check it out. There's, you know, we need a little information. We need a 500 page. Wow. I'm channeling Dan here. 500 word story, something to tell us why the person or organization you're nominating deserves the award. That is due November 1st. So, Universe.
Yes.
How are things over by you?
Weather is extremely hot. And this is fall.
What is extremely hot for you?
Let's see. For the past few days, it's been 100.
Oh. It's currently 44 degrees here and not going to get much warmer today.
Always with a brag.
I have my heater on. Hey, you know what? You could come up here. Nothing's stopping you from moving.
How many jackets do I need?
Depends on how used to it you get. Eesh. I mean, right now we're walking around in sweatshirts. That's it.
That's not bad. You guys have like a fireplace going?
Oh, no. I have the furnaces on because I don't like getting out of bed when it's super cold, but... You joined us on an episode a couple weeks back and got to tell us a little bit about you. And Dan decided to take some time off. So here we are. We asked you to step in. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for inviting.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I mean, we'd be up Shit Creek without you right now.
I think I was going to be back so soon, though.
Well, you know.
I thought there was like more interesting people to talk about.
Hey, you're interesting. You're interesting. In fact, you sent me a link last night for a video that, there's got to be a whole lot more to it. We're going to play the audio here for you guys to listen to. It's real short. And then Dan will put the link to the video in the show notes so you guys can actually watch it because it's impressive. But we'll play it here now and then you can go ahead and check it out and watch it for yourself later. But we'll talk about it.
Right. All right. So here's the video.
They coming back. Oh, shit. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, wait.
So, clip is ended, and most of the video you just hear a woman, you know, narrating the story.
Yeah, and before we get into too much horsing around, I want to You may hear another voice. I'd like to get her opinion on this. We have Joy from the Harmony New Beginnings Animal Rescue with us today, and I'd kind of like to get her input on some of this. For those of you that are listening and don't have the opportunity to take a look at the video right away, what we see is a male that jumps up onto a vehicle. He's on the hood of the vehicle, and there are three pit bull type dogs that are running and barking at him, and he swings this something. It looks like a very large board. I mean, that had to have been
like a piece at of a least ceiling.
Yeah, but it was like 8 feet long. And he swings it, and when he hits two of the dogs in the head, the dogs go down completely unable to move.
I mean, they go into like almost like a seizure.
Yeah.
Type of state. I have a lot of questions.
As do I.
Now, the video is shaky, and you do see three pit bulls running straight down the street, and the woman is saying, like, oh, they're coming back, in almost like a contentive kind of way.
Yeah.
And you think the dogs are playful? You think they were charging at him?
I feel if it would have been one, there would have been the potential for maybe being playful. The fact that there was three, I think we have the possibility of pack mentality.
Mm.
And that definitely could have been dangerous for him. But at the same time, I really don't think that those dogs were going to get up on the vehicle to him. So now he was technically in a safe spot.
Now we know we both know that, you know, wagging tails doesn't always mean that they're happy.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
So you could see a good amount of them trying to jump on top of the car, but the tails are wagging. And, you know, the woman's kind of just laughing. Like, oh, are they going to get him kind of thing? But let me catch this on video.
Yeah. But she was also safely in a vehicle.
Yes.
And, oh, they're coming back. So is that they're coming back to attack them?
Finish off what they started?
Like, yeah, there's so much here that we're missing from beginning to end. Thank you, media, for showing us only what you want us to see.
Right.
Joy, you watched the video before we got on air. What were your thoughts?
Well, I think the dogs were, I don't know that their intentions were to play with the gentleman. That was a super impressive hit. And I just, the dogs going down like that reminds me of a horse that's been hit in the pole. They drop, they seize, and they're gone.
Right.
But in that situation with those three big dogs coming at you, I don't know that you could have not protected yourself.
Sure.
And you're right, there's no history. We don't know if these dogs have terrorized this neighborhood or, you know, if there was involvement with this gentleman earlier. It's hard to make any judgment calls.
At the same time, for all we know, you know, this gentleman could not have been a gentleman, and maybe he had done something to potentially deserve it.
Right.
You know, not to say that that's absolutely true, because we don't know, because they chose then to either start recording or that's all they chose to put online for us to see.
Yeah.
So
those dogs are designed to fight bulls, to direct them, right? I mean, they have pretty hard heads.
I've
never seen anybody drop a pit bull like that.
Yeah. And they just one swing, and with how large that piece of whatever it is he's holding is, it would have been like, think about when you're swinging something, if you are, the longer it is, the harder it is to swing.
I think he jumped up in the truck with just one hand holding that item, right?
Like, yeah.
Is it light?
But if it was light, how did it do that much damage? I'm so confused. So confused. Well,
yeah. And then at the end, you do hear the woman, like, you know, realizing what's happening to the dogs. They're going into that seizure state. It seems like two of them. I don't know if the third one ran away or what was what was going on with that. But she's kind of pleading the guy to stop now.
Right. Yeah. So, like, how did it go from entertainment to, I don't know. Check out the video yourselves. Let us know what you guys think. It'd be interesting to hear everybody's take on that for sure. But why don't we go ahead and move forward and actually properly
Oh, you are Dan.
I am Dan. Man, I don't like this. Introduce Joy Ladal. Is that right?
That is correct.
Perfect. Awesome. Hey, I'm not 100% Dan. He wouldn't have gotten that.
You get hiccups.
Yeah. With the Harmony, New Beginnings Animal Rescue. Welcome, yeah. Joy. Thank you. Working through our issues this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, can you tell us what your beginning looks like? How did you get into this work?
Oh, I was new to Facebook. I was seeing all these animals and thought, I'd like to try to run a nonprofit. We kind of always, like many other people, taken animals that needed us. And my husband went along with it. So here we are. That was 12 years ago.
Okay.
I was smart enough to listen to some people who'd been in rescue longer than me. So I have a really good horse rescue mentor. And then I started working with my local animal shelter. And the deputy that was running that at the time, and I've worked together ever since, 12 years. She got me involved with Oregon Animal Control Council. So we train with animal control officers from around the state once a year. And it's gone crazy. I wanted to save a few dogs and a couple horses. And we usually have about 300 animals through here during a year.
Wow. What state are you in?
We're in Oregon. We're located in Sheridan, in between Salem and Lincoln City.
Okay.
Is your shelter work out of, is it by the police department?
So we don't actually, don't hold any official contracts.
Okay.
My animal control officer brings us little stray dogs. When she last big seizure we had of horses, she calls my team out so we can go and transport and bring them back here. And then we do that on a case-by-case basis. I think we've worked with officers from 13 different counties in Oregon with different kinds of animals.
It's the most exotic animal you've had there.
Who's going to get there?
Oh.
No, you're good.
That's kind of a hard one. There might have been a ferret that got picked up in an office. Actually, when it got here, it was not a ferret. It was a wild weasel.
Oh.
I've had giant tortoises, hedgehogs, sugar gliders.
Monkeys?
Just a whole bunch of different stuff. No monkeys yet, but I've had a lot of parrots and cockatiels.
Same amount of noise, all right?
Oh, yeah. They're awful. We have a rescue house, which now we're putting new flooring in. But we'll put the parrots up in the rescue house, and when they wake up in the morning, you can hear them in our main house, which is on the hill. Kind of feel sorry for some of my neighbors.
So you run this off of your own property?
Yes.
Okay. And I think I saw on the website that you're 100% volunteer-based?
Yes. And we depend on public donations.
Okay. How supportive is the community in your area?
They're pretty supportive. We live in farming country, so sometimes when it's a cow or a pig or something that comes in, they're a little less supportive than that. Everybody likes puppies and you know, kitties. But we're pretty loved by our community, and they can pull together amazing speed if we have a big seizure and need lots of hands, or like when we had the fires, we had a full rescue. We took an extra 100 evacuees in 2020 for the fires, and my team was out here in the smoke all day, making sure we had clean cages and lots of food. And
that's awesome.
We're really blessed.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you guys get a lot of volunteers there?
We have to be pretty picky about our volunteers. Mm-hmm. So usually we have a small volunteer team. We need to guarantee if something's coming in from a law enforcement case that they're not publishing pictures online. We don't try cases online. And we often take animals that other people won't take. So like Mustangs that have learned to kick at people rather than be handled. So I have to be real careful who we take as volunteers. But we have a pretty awesome team. Probably about 20 people that I can call on.
Awesome.
For the volunteers, do you guys usually hire like older age? Or do you guys do like a collection of phones and doing back at the end?
So for the volunteers,
mm-hmm.
most of them end up being kind of older ladies that have retired.
Okay.
We do have some younger people that come. Certainly small children around big horses makes me a little nervous when.
What's the starting age?
So we let parents come out with smaller children and we'll come up with projects for those, but otherwise 18 and older. If you're going to be here without a parent, I do enough babysitting with animals.
Does Oregon not have a lot of, because you talked about, you know, dogs and that, do they not have a lot of shelters that are being worked with?
So Oregon is known as a no-kill state, except for that's kind of a misnomer. And right now, all of our shelters are full. So like we work with Multnomah County on dogs, and we only try to do small dogs unless my animal control officer brings me something big. But so they send us dogs that need a little bit more time, aren't doing well in the shelter, and might be at risk of euthanasia. And then I do stray holds for Polk County, which is my officer, have little dogs. But all these people are bringing in all these dogs from out of state, and they're bringing illnesses. They drive them up, adopt them out in a parking lot, and then those dogs end up in trouble in Oregon. The state's kind of overwhelmed right now.
Does it die down in the winter time, Joy?
Yeah, we seem to have seasons, right? So when people come home for holidays, all of a sudden they see everybody's animals that maybe they think aren't being taken care of. So those are high call times. There's kind of a lull a little bit as people go back to school and they're super busy. And then it opens back up. Amazingly, it seems like February and August are the worst months for thin horses. August, because they've kicked them out on pasture and now there's no pasture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought it'd be just winter stuff.
Interesting.
Usually it's common in June, which is awesome because that's when we buck all over hay. Like we put up 35 tons in one day. All out, we bucked it out of the field and stacked it in the barn. And so we're glad for a little lull in animals in June.
What is a story or one of your craziest cases that you've had to, you've been or been able to help out on?
That's hard. Probably the case from 2015. My animal control officer called me on a Sunday night and said, we have to do a seizure and there's about 30 birds. There's some ducks and chickens. And it was January and it's pouring rain. And my husband's like, it's middle of winter. We don't need 30 birds, right? I'm like, oh, but we can handle 30 birds. So we were set up for that. And we go up onto the property. And there were sheep and goats and bunnies and dead animals everywhere. The bunnies that survived had been cannibalizing other bunnies. And I called my husband from the property and said, we just loaded number 97 on the trailer. It's headed your way. And so clearly we weren't set up. We had to scramble and get everything going. And because of the health issues and stuff, it was every day cleaning all the cages, treating worms, treating injuries. We had 17 baby goats and sheep born in that group. We only lost one rooster. He passed the first night he was here. And everybody else made it out alive. And somehow it got leaked to the press. So next thing I knew, here we are, scrambling to make this place better for the animals, and the news crews are here tonight. Had enough warning to get my husband to come home from work so he could deal with the news.
Wow. That's an intense case. Did the animals... Did they go back to the owner?
No, we got to adopt them all out.
Awesome.
And I won't... So it was like January, and I think by March, we had them all released. My officer's really good at going to court on these things. So then we were able to start adopting. There were some cute chickens, and there was a little... It hit the news that everybody wanted to help with the animals. So.
Has anybody ever maliciously said to you, well, how do we know that you're not just one of these crazy pet owners that is just trying to keep all the animals being a rescue?
Yeah, so yes, we've heard that. Sometimes people are vicious in the stuff they come up with, and usually it's because we've told them no about something, right?
Yeah.
Or they have no idea and they haven't seen us. What I can tell people is our animal control officer has 24/7 access to this property. She can pop in anytime. My vets can pop in anytime. And we have people here all week. Joy does not want 50 dogs, nor does she want 50 horses. So I can't imagine hoarding these animals. There's so much work. And when we can give them a send off where they're going to be one dog in a house or one of two, it's going to be somebody's beloved horse or chicken or pig. That's so much better for them than being one of the many that I have to take care of, advertise and fundraise for. So I'm always happy to adopt them out.
If we had anybody listening right now that is like, man, it'd be nice to have connections like being able to, oh crap, I get into a situation where I've got, horses, cattle, whatever, something out of the norm. What would be your best suggestion to them as to figuring out how to address that and get in working with somebody like a rescue or a farm or somebody to assist with cases like that?
Well, it sure depends on the case. So I say, always say, reach out to local animal control, your local rescues. Even though we may not be willing to take an animal, a lot of time we can network them. We just had a case with some cows, and the county didn't go out to look at the cows, and the rescue that took them has been having to manually stand this calf up 4 or 5 times a day. So far, it looks like he's surviving, so we're very excited. But there are times where, for whatever reason, law enforcement isn't going in. But if it's a situation where the animals really need out, and I always clear it with the animal control officer. I don't want to screw up any cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been times where mine has sent me out with instructions of what I would do for this animal because they want to keep it. Often when they hear what it's going to take to bring that animal back, then they want to surrender. So we do a lot of thinking outside the box sometimes. One time we got an elderly lady to give up her 3 horses that she couldn't take care of. She had no firewood, and she was in an old mobile home with a space heater trying to stay warm. So we bought her $600 worth of firewood to pay for the horses so we could get the horses out so she would be warm. That turned out to be a beautiful case. So give us a call. We can talk you through stuff.
What would be the best way to reach out to you?
Probably our Facebook is pretty quick. Harmony New Beginnings Animal Rescue Medical and Nutritional Rehab. You can always give our phone a buzz, 503-569-1969. I'm pretty attentive, 10 to 4 Monday through Friday on that. I monitor it over the weekends, typically. And if it's an emergency, of course, we're usually available. So,
fantastic. Well, and, obviously we have listeners all over, and hopefully they can reach out just as a resource of how to network and get into finding somebody in their local area, because I recognize you can't be taking everybody from states away, but
no, we're trying to stay focused on Oregon. Just
yep,
there's enough problems here.
But you've got all the experience, and there's definitely some information that I think you'd be great to provide. And all that information, ladies and gents, kitties and puppies and whomever else is listening, will be in the show notes. We'll make sure Dan puts that in there. Dan, here's your note, Dan.
He's going to have a lot of homework when he gets back.
He is. He's going to regret not being here. But I wish I had somebody close by like you. You know, we periodically get stray goats or chickens in this city, and you know, my jurisdiction doesn't want to pay our animal shelter that does not have great capabilities of taking care of these animals, but you know, paying $185 for them to hold on to these animals for us. So thankfully it's a rare occasion, but having somebody that has better capabilities of taking on stray animals and that are of the more unique to an urban city life would be
You'd
very
be surprised
helpful.
At how many stray pigs, goats, chickens.
Yep.
We got a call on a Sunday night at 5 o'clock. My husband was not very excited about this. One of my deputy friends in Albany had a stray pig and didn't want to put it in the dog shelter next to the dog. So we drove down that pig. Nobody claimed it. He's now living his best life ever. His name's Billy Bob Snorton.
Love that.
How old is the pig?
Dragon United. Universe.
What? Not an airline?
No.
There we go.
Good grief. I don't know why I do that.
You think it's too early for you?
Yeah, well. How old is the pig?
I want to say he's probably 8 now.
Well, Joy, is there anything else that you want to talk about that we didn't touch on today?
Oh, I'm not sure. Just want to remind people that small rescues like us depend on donations. That's how we do everything. But always check out places that you're donating to if you can. Call the local animal control office. Make sure that your money's going to what you want your money to go to.
That's a great point.
I'm very excited you guys had me on the show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I would say hit them up with the website again, a phone number. If they have any more questions or there is a way they can help with donations in any way.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it. And, you know, we've trained with NACA a couple times. I've got some pretty good connects. Been doing this long enough. I know people in some of the other states. So if I can figure it out, I'll figure it out for you.
That's awesome. And they're on Facebook, and their website is hnbar.org. So check them out there. All of that information will be in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
We really enjoyed having you today, Joy. And
I enjoyed it. It was a good chuckle this morning.
Yeah. For all of the strangeness and technical difficulties we had.
And no one will ever know.
Yes.
I know. Exactly. It would be beautiful. Thank you, Dan.
And Universe.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me today, seeing as Dan ditched out, but he had good reason. So it's all good.
Yeah, no problem. Dan needs help. I'm here.
Yeah, awesome.
I just wanted to add that I have a podcast as well with my co-host, Adan. He reaches at the Bad Nerd Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, CastBox, pretty much any streaming service will be on there. So, you know, we try to talk about random stuff on the news or just past experiences. Just try to make it funny. So check us out on the Bad Nerd Podcast. Thanks.
And as always, remember, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Our phone numbers are in the show notes if you ever need to talk to Dan or I. We're always here to help. We want to hear what you think of the show. Let us know. And let's keep it humane.